Dedicated to the survival of American democracy in an increasingly dangerous world, this is Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney, acted as Assistant Secretary of Defense for International Security Policy under President Ronald Reagan, founder and president of the Center for Security Policy in Washington, D.C., the go-to man for defense and foreign policy issues, joined by the greatest minds in the security policy business, the special forces in the war of ideas at Secure Your Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome to Secure Freedom Radio. This is Frank Gaffney, your host and guide for what I think of as a tour of the battle space of the war for the free world. One of its stalwarts is a man we will speak to first, Dr. Barry Rubin. We turn to him frequently to get assessments of what is going on in the Middle East. President Obama, of course, is headed there next week. Barry Rubin of the Gloria Center at Herzliya, tell us what you expect from Mr. Obama's visit.
Well, we're told that the two issues that are coming up are Iran and Syria. I suspect that what Obama wants to also try to do is to prove that he's really popular in Israel, and that therefore he knows that people understand that he knows best, not Prime Minister Netanyahu. And there's a carefully orchestrated meeting with students designed to do that, and I assume that's the spin they're going to put on it. But, as I say, the two key topics are Syria and Iran. On Syria, Israeli government sources now say that the entire Israel-Syrian border on the Syrian side is controlled by radical jihadists, not by the Syrian government, not by moderates. And the U.S. Will explain its policy towards Syria and how it hopes to get either a transition to a moderate regime or to what they call a moderate Islamist regime. This is big trouble for Israel, which appreciates that it's better not to have an ally of Iran on its borders, but other than that, it's hard to say anything positive about U.S. policy. If you want to just continue on Syria for a moment, there's been an important new development, which are seemingly reliable reports that the U.S. Is now training Syrian rebel forces in Jordan. Now, they may have gotten around the problem by training only defectors from the Syrian army, who generally are overwhelmingly not Islamists. But clearly you have this policy of giving weapons to anyone if they're not al-Qaeda. And indeed, first of all, a lot of these groups are very friendly toward al-Qaeda. And secondly of all, there's absolutely no preference, as far as we know, toward arming non-Islamist groups. And what basically is being set up then is a transition to a Muslim Brotherhood regime in Syria.
Yeah, especially as you say, Barry Rubin, we have very, very strong indications from these various opposition forces that they wish to be aligned with. The al-Nusra is the
right
front of Islamists who are quite radical indeed.
Right, but it's important to understand. I mean, I think we're going to see something paralleling Egypt. In other words, Muslim Brotherhood forces are really well organized and disciplined. And they, I think, will run things. The Salafists will then be able to have influence. They can do what they want. Are they going to massacre Christians and Alawites, maybe even Druze? Are they going to try to attack Israel? Are they going to give some of their weapons to terrorist groups elsewhere? Al-Qaeda is not going to take over Syria. The Salafists are not going to take over Syria. But again, you're going to get a kind of Egyptian or even Gaza kind of situation, which is extremely destabilizing.
Yeah, and the differences may be more subtle than we would like to think.
Well, the difference is that there are a lot of people who can get massacred in Syria. And Israeli officials will listen to all this, and of course they'll try to get their points across in the best situation possible. But Israel has a big problem with this policy.
Sure. We're speaking with Dr. Barry Rubin. He is the author most recently of Israel, An Introduction, and one of the most important of your works, Barry Rubin, The Muslim Brotherhood, The Organization and Policies of a Global Islamist Movement. Barry, I want to move to Iran quickly, but let me just ask you, we've had John Kerry signaling during, among other things, his visit to the region that Iran may actually be making progress towards a nuclear weapon. I think perhaps the first time anyone in the Obama administration has actually come clean on that point. Where are you thinking we'll see Obama and Netanyahu in the course of their visits and more broadly Obama's travels in the region leaving us with respect to Iran?
Well, I think that Obama is going to tell Netanyahu that he is going to spend the next 6 months to nine months talking to Iran, negotiating with Iran, that this is a really good idea, and seeing if it's possible to make some diplomatic progress. Of course, Israel will accept that, but with the belief that, you know, this is just more wasting time and letting Iran get close to nuclear weapons. And then after that period, if the Iranians don't show that they're interested in making a deal, the U.S. will get tougher. Now, it's precisely the definition of the word tougher. I mean, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong, but I just cannot envision this administration ever supporting an attack on Iranian nuclear facilities.
No. But more to the point, Barry, that timeline that you've just laid out would be about 6 months after when Benjamin Netanyahu told the United Nations and the world that he thought the red line would be passed.
Well, the Israeli definition of red line is the point at which there is nothing technically to stop Iran from eventually getting nuclear weapons. It doesn't mean they're going to have them. It means they're going to get them. They don't need outside help, and they know how to do it. The U.S. counter to this has often been that maybe they will do everything necessary to get nuclear weapons, but never actually building one. And they try to cite various precedents. I mean, but the fact is that, you know, yes, that is possible, but that's really based on wishful thinking.
It does seem wishful thinking.
But the question is, so what does tougher mean? And by the way, now we're talking about the year 2014. And I just can't, as you know, I've always maintained that Iran is going to get nuclear weapons. And then the question will be what kind of containment policy one will see. Now, it is possible, in my opinion, to have a serious containment policy. But the problem is that I do not envision the Obama administration, especially with its current personnel, having a really serious containment policy.
Yeah, and I frankly must say I'm not persuaded that you can do it even if you have the right personnel here and a serious policy. But let me turn quickly, Barry Rubin, to something that you've just called to my attention. CNN reporter Aaron Burnett was interviewing former First Lady Barbara Bush and posed a remarkable question, I guess remarkable to most people, but it does seem as though it reflects that selfsame Obama administration's diluted policies towards the Arab Spring. Tell us about it.
Well, Aaron Burnett, like suddenly and in some ways inexplicably, asked Barbara Bush a question that the State Department, in the presence of Michelle Obama, was going to give an award to an Egyptian activist named Samira Ibrahim for courageous action as a woman against the Mubarak regime, and turned out that she had tweeted in favor of September 11th attacks and quoted Hitler, and eventually they had to withdraw it. And so Burnett asked Barbara Bush, well, don't you have to like support an award people like this financially and in other ways because we will get a payoff in the end. We need to support the forces of change. And Barbara Bush was like in shock and said, well, of course not. But the point is, this has been analyzed in different ways, what happened with Samira Ibrahim. But I think that no one has pointed out the important thing, which is it's precisely Obama administration policy, which says we, the United States, must support these forces, despite they say certain things we don't like, because we want to be on the side of history, because the moderate extremists will control the radical extremists. I mean, whatever reasons are given.
The moderate
but no,
extremists.
You do not put sworn enemies in power in the hope that they will become more moderate, or in the hope that they will, you know, restrain the extremists. And then I can, I'm fortunate enough time, but I can give a list of a lot of examples.
We don't have
of
time.
What's happened.
We don't
I'll
have
give
time.
Me one sentence.
Quick.
One sentence. Today you give them weapons. Tomorrow they kill the American ambassador in Benghazi.
Amen. A very, very trenchant
example.
Point. It is indeed. Barry Rubin, as always, you've summarized the larger problem brilliantly, and indeed it is the policy that put us into the fiasco in Benghazi, and it is the policy that I'm afraid is likely to reap similar whirlwinds in Syria and beyond. Barry Rubin, as always, thank you so much for joining us from the Gloria Center at Herzliya, author of Israel, An Introduction, and a regular contributor to us here at Secure Freedom Radio. We look forward to talking with you again very soon. Next up, Latin American expert Joseph Humire talks about Chavismo 2.0 in Venezuela and beyond. Straight ahead.
We want to know what you think. Leave your comments at 1-800-332-7131.